Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buster Chatham. Batting second. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Randy Moore. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Cronin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Shirtle. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Shirtle. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting second. The center fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde Sukeforth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cy Johnson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Cy Johnson. And now, play ball. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham hits a pop-up towards first. Stripp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sukeforth for a passed ball. Moore moves to second. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Moore scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Welsh moves to third. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rawlings. The throw from Sukeforth and he is safe. Rawlings steals second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp bunts towards the mound. Shirtle fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Shertl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shertl hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0 for 1 in the game. Chatham hits a pop-up towards short. Derosier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chatham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. One out. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McGuire covering, for the out. Heilman scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Braves. Leo Derosier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derosier hits a line drive towards third. Rawlings reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Richborg reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richborg scores. It's 3-1, Braves. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler moves to second. Ray Kolb now pitching. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stripp fields it and throws to second for the out. Sisler moves to third. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Braves. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Welsh. The throw from Sukeforth and he is out, Derosier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Shertl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shertl is 0-for-1 in the game. Shertl hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Shertl reaches second base with a double. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Braves. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-2 in the game. Chatham hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shertl tags and moves to third. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Richborg hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-0 in the game. Stripp hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Welsh hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sukeforth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rawlings hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maguire is 0-for-2 in the game. Maguire strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-1 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maguire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson scores. It's 5-2, Braves. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sukeforth hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Shirtle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirtle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shirtle hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Chatham hits a line drive towards short. DeRocher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Musel pinch hits for Leo DeRocher. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Chatham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Dressen pinch hits for Ray Kolb. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Rawlings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hod Ford now playing shortstop. Benny Frey now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Frey, and towards Ford, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Welsh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Welsh reaches second base with a double. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-2 in the game. Stripp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cuccinello hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg, who is chasing the ball. Cuccinello reaches third base with a triple. Swanson scores. Stripp goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Braves. Bruce Cunningham now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chatham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brandt now pitching. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sukeforth hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cuccinello tags and scores. Two outs. It's Braves, 5, Reds, 5. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crawford moves to second. Marty Callahan pinch hits for Benny Frey. Bob Smith now pitching. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Reds 5. The Braves will come to bat. Red Lucas now pitching. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stripp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Burger pinch hits for Bill Cronin. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Smith reaches second base with a double. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Chatham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Chatham reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Richborg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Chatham scores. It's 7-5, Braves. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Al Sparrer now catching. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stripp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cuccinello strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. Welsh picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Welsh. Swanson scores. Stripp goes all the way around to score. Heilman moves to second. It's Braves, 7, Reds, 7. Tom Zachary now pitching. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crawford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 7. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Welsh bunts in front of the plate. Sukforth fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford misplays the ball. That's an error on Crawford. Moore moves to third. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-4 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Earl Clark now playing left field. Clyde Sukforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukforth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Sukforth strikes out. 1 out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 7. The Braves will come to bat. Lena Stiles now playing first base. Joe Stripp now playing third base. Tony Cuccinello now playing shortstop. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-5 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chatham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chatham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 7. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Richborg hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cuccinello misplays the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Welsh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Heilman bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McGuire covering, for the out. Cuccinello moves to second. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cuccinello moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sukeforth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 7. The Braves will come to bat. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rawlings hits a pop-up towards short. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-5 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparrer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Sparrer moves to third. Zachary moves to second. It's 8-7, Braves. Larry Benton now pitching. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Chatham hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sparrer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Braves. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Richborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zachary moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Lena Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch pinch hits for Larry Benton. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Stiles moves to second. Ken Ash pinch runs for Johnny Gooch. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-6 in the game. Walker bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McGuire covering, for the out. Stiles moves to third. Ash moves to second. One out. Sox Sabold now pitching. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stiles scores. Ash moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-8, Braves. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 9, and Cincinnati Reds, 8. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.